This year's race for governor will be unique. That's because incumbent Republican Governor Sean Parnell is not being challenged by a candidate put forward by the Democratic Party. Instead, a first-of-its-kind unity ticket featuring an independent and a Democrat are looking to unseat Governor Parnell. The unity ticket of Bill Walker and Byron Mallott were in Dillingham Monday for a campaign stop. They took the opportunity to clarify their position on the proposed Pebble Mine and the EPA's proposed restrictions. Byron Mallott is the ticket's candidate for lieutenant governor. He's opposed to developing the Pebble Mine, but he's also opposed to the EPA stepping in and using its 404C authority preemptively before the Pebble Limited Partnership starts the NEPA permitting process by applying for state and federal permits.
The government should not act, particularly the EPA, in a preemptive way, but should establish the very highest standards that allow for the best decision to be taken.
Back in July, the EPA put forward a proposed 404C determination that includes severe restrictions on the negative impacts the proposed Pebble Mine could generate to salmon-bearing streams and wetlands. The restrictions are so severe that they would essentially preclude development of the Pebble deposit as envisioned by the mine developers. The Unity Ticket's gubernatorial candidate is Attorney Bill Walker. He believes the EPA's proposed preemptive 404C action is an example of federal overreach. However, Walker says he's committed to protecting Bristol Bay's one-of-a-kind salmon resource.
Based on what I know at this point, it's not been proven to me that there's a zero risk to the fish, and that concerns me because we became a state to be able to have more control over our resource development, and this is one that if we damage our fish as a result of another resource, that's going to hurt Alaska for a long, long time, and generationally hurt Alaska. So very, very concerned about that.
Walker confirmed that a huge component of his decision-making process related to the Pebble Mine issue will be the feelings of the local residents in the region, including area municipal and tribal leaders.
I tend to take my input on this from first from those that are in the region. I think that's sometimes a missing piece of the discussion, is that it's all about the jobs and the revenue, and I'm certainly all about that. I understand that, but my goodness, if we do that at the expense of an incredible fishery, shame on us.
Bill Walker and Byron Mallott may differ with Governor Parnell on a number of issues, but all three men take issue with the EPA's proposed preemptive use of its 404C authority before the start of the established state and federal permitting process. The race for governor will be decided in early November. The EPA's proposed 404C determination is currently open for public comment. However, the public comment deadline is this coming Friday. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.